from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. Putting the finery in refinery, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Special Agents, you are about to embark on one of the most ambitious undercover missions in the history of this agency. Your assignment? To infiltrate. To watch and listen. To walk among them unsuspected. You will establish yourself as the first American sleeper cell in the foreign land of Canada. Do you understand the parameters of this mission?
Yes, sir!
Everything about you must be authentically Canadian. How you look, how you act, how you think. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir!
Brown, you're in a Canadian restaurant. You're hungry for pasta. What do you order?
Pasta.
Correct. What do Canadians call knitted caps? Schmidt.
Toque, sir!
That's right. White, who is the leader of Canada's official opposition?
I don't know, sir!
You don't know?
I have no idea, sir!
That is the correct answer. A real Canadian would have absolutely no idea. Complete the following sentences as a Canadian would. For a snack today, I'll have a bag of ketchup chips and...
A beer?
Yes. For breakfast this morning, I'll have eggs, bacon, and...
A beer.
Good. To warm up, I'll have a nice hot chocolate and...
A beer!
Bartender, I'll have a beer and...
Two beers!
Good. Good. What's the most significant event in Canadian history?
Confederation?
No.
The FLQ crisis.
Incorrect. Agent White?
Anytime Canada is mentioned on American TV?
Correct. There is no bigger event for Canadians than that. Final question. What is Canada's national sport?
Hockey.
Curling.
No, it's lacrosse.
No, how can it not be hockey?
Well, listen, I'm telling you, officially it's lacrosse.
But they added hockey, too.
No, they didn't.
I'm pretty sure curling is in there.
I'm positive they added hockey.
It's lacrosse.
That is the correct answer. Well done, agents.
Am I the only one left? The only one who still cares? Our dear wee little friend is gone away forever. And who? Who cries for the penny?
I remember pennies. When my brother and I were kids, he used to collect the pennies out of Dad's pants. Then he'd huck them at my head. One time he hit me square in the mouth and chipped my front tooth. For about a year after that, I made a whistling sound when I talked. Goodbye, Penny.
Ground control to Major Thompson.
Copy, ground control.
The nuclear missiles are armed. Our targeting coordinates for the asteroid are confirmed. Now all you have to do is fire the missiles, destroy the asteroid, and come home a hero. Major Thompson, do you copy?
Yeah.
Everything okay up there?
I guess.
Major, we are approaching a critical stage of the mission. Is there a problem?
I was just thinking. I never finished my album.
Excuse me?
My album. It was always my dream to record an album. Yeah, to be a musician. But then I just went to space instead. Like a coward.
Is this really the best time to be bringing this up?
I'm 44 years old, and what have I done? I never gave my music a chance. I was gonna tour, go out and see the world. Instead, I just keep going to the same place again and again. Space.
But you're seeing the world right now. all of it at once. And you're saving it. When you launch this missile, you'll be the greatest hero in the history of the planet.
Oh, yeah, because it's so hard to be an astronaut.
You know, I have exactly two skills, having perfect eyesight and not getting queasy.
You have many, many skills. Please use your skill in asteroid destroying right now.
Quit micromanaging me. I hate this job. I wish I had a nice apartment somewhere with loud neighbors where I could just watch 2 1/2 Men every night. God, I miss 2 1/2 Men so much. That Charlie Sheen kills me.
Charlie Sheen isn't in it anymore.
What? What is going on down there? Who's the half man then?
We can talk about who the half man is after you push the button and come home.
Come home to what? Fame? Fortune? Like some dumb hero? I don't want to be a hero. Sometimes I close my eyes and I visualize working in a nice cubicle somewhere under artificial lights with a little cup with pens in it and a bulletin board with Dilbert comic strips.
Fire the
read me a Dilbert.
Read you out a Dilbert comic?
I really need it.
Fine, I have one here in my cubicle. I'll read it out.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Okay, panel one. Dilbert is asking his boss for a raise.
Yeah, yeah.
Panel two. Dilbert's boss says no. Panel three. Dilbert is working at his desk as if nothing happened.
Oh, man. Nothing ever changes for poor old... Oh, my God. I'm Dilbert. We're both stuck in dead-end jobs with computer monitors and buttons everywhere. I mean, I swear some of these buttons do nothing. I'm not doing this anymore, stupid space.
How is none of this cool to you?
I refuse to be a Dilbert. I'm not pushing the button. You'll have to find someone else to do it.
Major! We only have 30 seconds.
This world isn't worth saving.
Ashton Kutcher.
What?
Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher is the new half-man on 2 1/2 Men.
So?
Think about it.
Wait. You're right. Well, he's at least 2 to 3 times more charming than Charlie Sheen. Well, how else have they changed it?
Get this. They haven't.
Awesome! Does he still date lots of babes?
All the time. Sometimes... 2 at once.
That's too many babes! Doesn't it get confusing for him?
Oh, it does. Sometimes he accidentally has them both over to dinner on the same night.
Oh, man! How does he germ his way out of that one?
I don't know yet. It's a two-parter. The next episode is this Sunday night.
Okay, I'm coming home.
Push the button.
Oh, right. The thing. There we go. Okay, I pushed the thing. I'm coming home.
You pushed it?
Yes.
Good. Also, you won't make it back in time by Sunday. It'll take you about a month to get home.
No!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. And also on your iPhone on the bus.
Look at you, Mr. Man. Or Mr. Lady. Staring off into the distance, nodding and smiling. Everyone thinks you are super cool. And you are. Good job. If you want to be that cool person on the bus, you can download our free podcasts, episodes, or sketches at iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. And if you have a comment about the show, our email address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. Today, we're coming to you from Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta. This episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by the Coalition to Straighten the Damn Roads in Sherwood Park. And now, please welcome this week's musical guests, Jocelyn Ulf and Jan Randall.
Just fly. me put on my Snuggie. One more nap before goodbye. My dearest couch, your cushions were my money pouch. My comfort when I'd need a cry. Here's one more pool of tears and snot. One more nap before goodbye. I wore a butt groove into you, and my madman watching place. Your corduroy throw pillows left a tattoo on my face. But you simply can't support me anymore, and you don't go with my new boyfriend's decor. When I drank gin, you'd hold me while my head would spin. I'd barf until my heaves were dry. Let me lie here on this mystery stain. One more snooze before goodbye. Oh, hey, is this a pizza crust? One more snack before goodbye.
Forgive them, Penny. They don't know how much you've done for them. So few of us are left to remember when pennies could be exchanged for goods and services.
I remember pennies. In college, I collected all my loose pennies into one big penny jar. I kept it up on a shelf in my closet. But one time, I didn't put it up properly, and it fell back onto my forehead and knocked me out cold. At the end of my school year, my landlord kept my damage deposit because the blood from my head wound had permanently stained the hardwood. And now, whenever I see a jar full of pennies, I have a panic attack.
License and registration, please.
I'm sorry, officer. What seems to be the problem?
Well, the problem, sir, is that you were driving like a bat out of heck in a 50-kilometer-per-hour zone.
Oh, dear. I'm really sorry. You know, I was in a bit of a hurry, and I guess the accelerator must have gotten away from me a little bit.
Oh, you were in a hurry, eh? You hear that, cop number two? This gentleman was in a hurry, and somehow the accelerator got away from him.
Well, that's his story, huh?
That is literally the only thing the man has told me so far. I'll probe him for further info. So tell me, sir, why exactly were you going so fast?
Oh, well, you see, I work in television. I'm actually a film editor.
Oh, you work in television. Which network? Spike?
CBC, actually.
Hockey Night in Canada?
No.
Well, you know what that means? That means I do not give a crap.
It's just I have this project here in my laptop, and I have to finish cutting it. The piece actually airs tonight, and I haven't even edited it yet.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said I haven't even edited it yet.
Sure, have you had anything to drink tonight?
No, why? Oh, because you think I slurred. Oh, my goodness. No. It's just a difficult phrase to say. I haven't edited it yet. Yeah, see?
I'll get the breathalyzer.
Good thinking, cop number two. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle.
No. Listen, I haven't edited it yet. I haven't edited it yet. See?
You disgust me. Oh, hey. Look, the breathalyzer's all ready for you.
Here, blow into this. Says 0.05.
What?
Looks like you're over the legal limit there, Peter Mansbridge.
But wait a minute. Come on. The last drink I had was 2 days ago at a lunch meeting.
Blame your own stupid metabolism, because 0.05 is all it takes now in Canada.
What? No, you don't understand. I haven't edited it yet. It's difficult to say.
Oh, it's difficult to say. You hear that, cop number two?
Yeah, it's so hard to say I haven't edited it yet.
Cop number two, have you been drinking?
Of course not.
Cop number two, I am your sponsor. I cannot believe that you would jump off the wagon after 5 years of hard-fought sobriety.
I didn't drink.
Yeah, save it for the drunk tank, rub-a-dub. All right. I guess this whole situation is on this soldier's shoulders. This soldier's shoulder. The soldier's shoulder. I haven't edited it yet. Damn, I'm drunk too. We're all drunk. Look at us. Bunch of drunkies on the side of the road. I'm calling in some backup. I'd be surprised if I even have the coordination to operate a simple walkie-talkie.
Well, wait a minute. Instead, couldn't we just, go our separate ways, huh?
Yeah, no one needs to know about this.
Yeah, I'm picking up your meaning. Your winking is helping, as are the accompanying clicking noises.
Yeah?
Huh? Yeah?
Ah. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let's go our separate ways. I call north.
South.
East.
You guys take care. I haven't edited it yet. North it is. North to the mountains, where I can find peace and solitude. Where I can face my demons and finally get my drinking under control. I haven't edited it yet.
Try saying burglar alarm with a Scottish accent.
Burglar alarm. Penny.
Oh, yeah, I remember pennies. I believe in doing things correctly, and that means giving exact change. It's called a change purse. That's what it's for. Whenever I went shopping and the store clerks would say, "Just give me a dollar and I'll give you a penny," I would always say, No, it's 99 cents. And I have 99 cents. Just hold on. Sometimes the people behind me in line would even offer me paper money. But I don't believe in taking shortcuts. No, just hold on, I would say. I have it here. 27, 28, 29. But soon, there'll be no pennies. And my nice long visits at the till will be a thing of the past. Just like me and the penny.
Goodbye, penny. And now I fear for you, nickel. Oh, sweet, chunky nickel. Will they be coming for you next? I pray for you, my oversized pal.
Music, a show about music and the people who play the music and the music that the people who play the music play. My guest today is David Michaels. He bills himself as Canada's answer to Weird Al. Hello, David.
Strange Dave. I go by Strange Dave because I'm a little on the strange side, to be sure.
With your song parodies.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, Dave, you've just released your debut album, Keeping It Strange. What kind of songs are you parodying?
Well, you know what, Kelly? Let's just launch right into a tune, okay? Here's a song I think you might recognize, but you haven't heard it quite like this before. Oh, and joining me is my partner in crime, Rance Jandall. All right, here we go. Hit it. Those patio coffee mugs, I got them from the charity. Those patio coffee mugs, holding our coffee. Those patio coffee mugs, got them from the 70s. Those patio coffee mugs holding in a cafe. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. That's how we do it. Thank you.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
A classic song from the great Kim Mitchell.
The greatest Kim Mitchell, yeah.
But yeah. Instead of patio lanterns, you made it patio coffee mugs.
Yeah. Took it in a bit of a satirical direction there.
Can you play something else for us?
Absolutely, you bet. Let's hit it.
What is this? This is a cafe. You and I. We can drink some coffee. Where are we? We are in Coffeeland, Javaland. We are in Coffeeland, Javaland. We are in Coffeeland, Javaland.
Yeah! That's the one. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's one of my faves there,
that
yeah.
That was great.
Yeah,
thanks.
Sure was. Yeah.
So that's Rockland Wonderland.
Yeah.
That's another Kim Mitchell song, right?
What's that?
You only do Kim Mitchell songs?
No, of course not. Well, I guess those two happen to be Kim Mitchell songs. Sure, yeah. But that doesn't mean I only do Kim Mitchell songs.
Oh, no, for sure. So what other artists do you cover?
Lots. Oh, lots of guys. Lots. Like Max Webster. But not today. Hit it.
Might as well go for a coffee. Nobody sleeps and nobody snores. Might as well go for a coffee. Nobody yawns and nobody's bored.
Thank you. Thank you. I am spent.
So they're all about coffee then? Is that the thing?
Sorry?
Well, there seems to be a lot of focus on coffee and coffee-related items.
Oh, well, they're not all about coffee.
Well, so far, what? There's been patio coffee mugs, Coffeeland Javaland, might as well go for coffee.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, not this one, all right? I've got one here that you're gonna like. Don't you worry about it. This one's about donuts.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Rock and roll coffee. Hit it!
I just brew in my rock and roll coffee, creating a buzz. Some say I'm in it for the cafe, but I'm in it for the dunk, yeah.
This has been Inside the Music with my guest, Strange Dave. I'm Kelly Snyder, and I'm just really, really sorry.
Some say I'm in it for the cafe, but I'm in it for the dunk.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browsen.
Neil Gron.
Mark Meir.
Jana O'Connor.
And Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Alf and Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Peter Carlone, Peter Brown, Aaron Eves, James Hartman, Sam Mullins, Matt Stanton, Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at Festival Place in Sherwood Park, Alberta.
The Irrelevant Show is coming to Vancouver. We'll be at the CBC Music Festival at Deer Lake Park on Saturday, the 14th of June. We'll perform some of our most popular songs and sketches about music, too. We hope we'll see you at the CBC Music Festival June 14th at Deer Lake Park. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.